Complicity. This narration is in honor of my friend Fred Emil Katz, a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor. Several months ago, Fred sent me the following, an ode to my mother. My poem, Complicity, is in response to this, in Fred's voice, with all humility. An ode to my mother, Fred Emil Katz. My mother and father and older brother were all murdered in Sobibor extermination camp. The following poem focuses on my mother. She was forever helping people. Whenever someone in our village, Jew or Christian, was in need, she came running to help. During my visit to the village 40 years later, our Christian neighbors remembered and told me about her generosity in helping. Yet during the Nazi Hitler regime, when our lives were increasingly endangered, none of these neighbors came to our assistance. They were conspicuously quiet. This is what the poem brings to mind. I am no poet. I have no voice sufficient of the saint. My mother answered to need, by one or many, no accounting the price. Abandoned by her beneficiaries to the ovens, her presence snuffed. God's eyes in tears, mine bereft, too dry, left in Guernica. Complicity. I was one of the lucky ones, rescued from Germany before war broke out, part of the Kinder transport, placed in a British foster home. 9 years old when I left Germany, I can still see, through my tears, my mother and father waving to me as the train left the station in Munich. "You're going on a short trip," they assured me. "We'll see you soon." But my parents and older brother, not so lucky, murdered at the Sobibor extermination camp in eastern Poland several years later. After 40 years, I returned to our village. Christian neighbors remembered my mother fondly, her generosity, her kindness. Yet during the Nazi years, they turned away, kept quiet, not one of them offering any assistance when the thugs intimidated us, confiscated our property. Sure, maybe they'd been cowed by the threat of violence.